City State is a name Neil Price and Curtis Johnson coined in 1993 to describe how metropolitan regions have begun to operate in the new post-Cold War world economy. A city state isn't defined by political boundaries, instead, it's organic. A city state is reality, a labor market, a commute shed, a broadcast area, the circulation area of the lead newspaper. A city-state is what the economy does. The world's lead city-states are its greatest metropolises: New York, Tokyo, Paris, Hong Kong, Los Angeles, and their global command and control competitors spread from Chicago to Singapore. But every metro area that's set apart geographically, a Houston, a Denver, a Burlington, Vermont, qualifies as a city-state too. Here's a definition for the lexicographers, a nomination for 21st century dictionaries. City-state, noun, a region consisting of one or more historic central sites surrounded by cities and towns which have a shared identification, function as a single zone for trade, commerce, and communication, and are characterized by social, economic, and environmental interdependence. History. Similar to the city-states of old, for example, Athens, Rome, Carthage, or medieval times, such as the Hanseatic League, except that modern city-states engage in instant electronic communication and capital transfer and are the chief recipients of world population growth. City-states would have made little sense under the old paradigm of American thinking, federal, state, local, but they emerge as the centerpiece of a new paradigm, global, regional, and neighborhood. City-states become the focus of how the world is now organizing itself. As economic actors, major U.S. city-states compete in size with major world nations. In gross product, the New York region ranks 13th among the world's top economies, just ahead of Australia, Argentina, and Russia. The Los Angeles city-state is bigger than Korea, Chicago greater than Taiwan or Switzerland, Washington ahead of Hong Kong, while Minneapolis-St. Paul exceeds Israel. And according to figures compiled by Standard & Poor's DRI division for the U.S. Conference of Mayors and National Association of Counties, the U.S.'s 314 metro regions are clearly the economic drivers, providing 84% of new jobs, 95% of high-tech jobs, 88% of the country's income. City-states' importance was enlarged through the 1990s by the rapid flowering of the Internet and the digital revolution. Both have accelerated economic expansion, triggering more global commerce. The challenge of the 21st century is to harness such forces and civil will for strategic regional planning, because to compete in the emerging global economy, city-states have no choice. They must mobilize all their skills to protect their center cities, grow smarter, protect their air and water, achieve more social equity, and train their workforce to excel in an increasingly competitive world marketplace.